started this show with me.
Right? Yeah, I know. We did the pilot.
Yeah.
For as long as The Takeaway has been around, that's just over 9 years for those of you counting, musician and singer-songwriter Jack Grace has been around with us. He's our in-house music correspondent of sorts, and he joined the show to talk about everything from the death of Mary Travers, of Peter, Paul, and Mary, to 50 years of The Sound of Music back in 2009.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright
now, there you go. That's Mary Martin.
That's Mary Martin from the original cast
from
recording.
My
Favorite Things, When the Dog Bite, When the Bee Stings, When You're Feeling Bad.
Mm-hmm.
My Favorite Things, another classic that actually had incredible influence musically across outside of Broadway.
Yeah, well, that was when Coltrane was a few years later, took it and had the album My Favorite Things, and it reintroduced the tenor saxophone to people, as you're hearing him right there, and this became...
Let's listen to Coltrane for a second. You got John Coltrane and Jack Grace. He came back one more time to talk tours, to complain about streaming services, as he always does. And inevitably, politics.
Well, I think, like everybody, it's pretty overwhelming where to start, where to begin, and like what kind of nasty thing to say, whether it's constructive. What's constructive to do? People are very divided, and they're exhausted by having that conversation because it's not getting solved by having that debate face-to-face even.
So you could do a song.
Well, I did. I wrote a song about
it.
You want to hear that song?
Yeah, let's hear it.
You can come join along. It's just kind of in D. So I did this duet with Norah Jones, actually.
Really?
Yeah, on the latest record. And I just sort of sensed bad times coming, so I sort of put this together. I'm not happy at all about the way things going down. Hard to feel good about a bad wind blowing round. What else can you do? Just try to see it through. Can't change the weather, so better change your point of view.
Streets turn a bitter cold everywhere in town. And against the wind, or you get your ass blown to the ground. I'm not happy at all about the way things are going down. Hard to feel good about a bad wind blowing round.
And she did it in one take. She had just had a baby, and she hadn't sang for months. And she did it in one take, and everyone in the studio just turned to look at each other in amazement how beautiful it sounded. And she cracks open the door, and she goes, Jack, I don't know if I can do it better than that. And we just go, you're good. Come on out.
Yeah.
Literally, we didn't have to even do a safety. We knew.
The other thing that it occurs to me has happened in the time we've known each other on this radio gig. In 2007, 2008, we were talking all about intellectual property and pirating and streaming sites that were ripping off musicians.
It was really
material.
Just beginning. It really hadn't solidified.
Exactly.
10 years ago, we were still seeing, 9 years ago, we were still seeing people making enough of a living off recordings. That was the difference. I mean, we have Donald Fagen coming out, starting a tour this week because he says he officially can't afford, he has to go on the road. He's not getting sales.
Steely Dan.
Yeah, from Steely Dan. The problem with being a musician now is you get exhausted meeting up with other musicians. Are we going to have that talk? You want to complain? Now, with the musician world, get four musicians together that have been doing it for a long time. They're inevitably going to complain about the way it used to be and what happened and what are we going to do. And you get tired of that conversation. You want to live life and just deal with it. But the fact is, Spotify are a bunch of crooks. And all these streaming services right now are a bunch of crooks not paying people what they deserve. And eventually there's going to have to be laws to protect this stuff.
So there still is a vibrant live music scene. It's a struggle for musicians to try to make a living. Mm-hmm. But what are you doing about that? I mean, what?
I've actually decided, I mean, I was playing 200 shows a year forever. I pulled back this year drastically as a saying, you know, as we know, like trying the same thing over and over, expecting a better result or a new result is called being insane. So I have pulled back with the idea of that. I actually don't subscribe to the idea that if you're playing original music, that playing live all the time is the way you're going to make your living. For me, it's about placement. You know, I've got placement in movies and just trying to put them, insert the music into this. What is expanding is, as we know, channels and stations. There's just endless places where music can be placed now. That's where it is. But you know what is the booming live music scene? Is tribute bands. And for me as a songwriter, it's an insult. There's nothing wrong with making a living doing tribute stuff. It's great. It's being a musician. People appreciate it. They have a good time. But when you're a songwriter and you want to write new material, it's very sad. Do you know how many people that have played with Billy Joel that now live on Long Island play in Billy Joel tribute bands to make a living?
Well, it's an industry.
It's just that's what's thriving.
Billy Joel industry. Would there be a Hockenberry tribute band? No.
Well,
that all sounds creepy.
A John Hockenberry tribute radio takeaway show.
How about a? I've done radio all of my life, but there's one thing I haven't done. Sitting around, I'm really bored. What I really, really need is a John Hockenberry Lifetime Achievement Award.
Who's gonna put it out? Gonna give it out? Gonna do it right and do it soon? Everybody knows John Hockenberry needs to get his due.
Come on, come all. You can drive your Ford. Come and share in the John Hockenberry Lifetime Achievement Award.
So you think that song's going to win us an award?
No, it's not.
That's a shame because, so, you know.
Fortunately, I got a lot more lifetime.
That's right.
Jack, it's been great.
It's always a pleasure, John. I want to thank you for... I have now indulged in radio thanks to you. By having me on that one day, I have now been doing radio for all this time, and
that's
I thank
great.
You. And I learned a couple things.
Take care, buddy. I love you.
I love you too, man. Thanks for everything, John.